hear the word of the Lord, first in a selection from Psalm 65. Thou visitest the earth and delightest in her. Thou enrichest her much. The river of God is full of water. Thou preparest them grain when thou so preparest her. Thou soakest her furrows, thou settlest her ridges. With showers thou dissolvest her, thou blessest her growth. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drip fatness. They drip upon the sheepfolds of the wilderness, and the hills gird themselves with rejoicing. The meadows clothe themselves with the flock, and the valleys cover themselves with grain. They shout, yea, they sing. Next we read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. A sower went out to sow his seed, and in his sowing, some indeed fell along the way, and it was trampled, and birds of heaven ate it up. And other fell upon a rock, and growing up, it dried up, since it had no root. And other fell in the midst of thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And other fell on good earth, and growing up, it made fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he called out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. And those along the way are they who hear, then comes the devil and takes away the word from their heart, that they should not believe and be saved. And those on the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who for a time believe, and in the time of temptation desist. And that which fell among thorns are they who, having heard, go forth and are choked by cares and riches and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that in the good earth are they who, in a simple and good heart, having heard the word, retain it, and bear fruit in patience. We read also from the word of the Lord's second coming, first in the Arcana Celestia, number 9587. The Lord keeps man in the freedom of thinking, and insofar as outward bonds, which are the fear of the law and for life, and the fear of the loss of reputation, of honor, and of gain, do not hinder, he keeps man in the freedom of doing. But through freedom, he bends him away from evil, and through freedom, he bends him to good, leading him so gently and silently that the man knows no otherwise than that everything proceeds from himself. Thus the Lord in freedom plants the seed and inroots good in the very life of the man, and this good remains to eternity. The Lord teaches this in Mark. So is the kingdom of God as a man who casts seed into the earth. The seed germinates and grows while he does not know. The earth bears fruit of its own accord. The kingdom of God is heaven with man. Thus the good of love and the truth of faith. How all these things flow in and flow through, man knows nothing, and yet he lives, if only he knows what he needs to do and does it. But the ways by which the Lord leads man are far more complicated and inexplicable. Both those by which the Lord leads man through the societies of hell and away from them, and also those by which he leads him through the societies of heaven and interiorly into them. This, therefore, is what is meant by the wind blows where it wills, and thou knowest not where it comes from and where it goes. Also by the seed springs up and grows up, the man knows not how. Moreover, of what consequence is it for a man to know how seed grows up, provided he knows how to plow and harrow the land, to sow the seed, and when he reaps his harvest, to bless God. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.